And we're on EBT Podcast. Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's the EBT Podcast. Yeah, we need an intro like that. The Columbia Pitches. Dab, you from the District of Columbia is perfect. Welcome to the EBT Podcast. New episode. I don't even know where to start, honestly. So let's start with one of my favorite sound effects that I got, I guess.
So then, he comes in there and I said, look, bitch, I'm Rick James.
If anybody's wondering what's going on with my Instagram or something, my Instagram has been hacked and compromised. So there will be a new page to come up with all new email, fucking spyware, all kind of fucking shit, so that'll never happen again. Bear with me, y'all. Yoda 2 will be delayed. All right, so let's jump right into it. Where should we start at? Shout out to everybody who's going to tune in, too. We have a small listenership already. You know this is going to be syndicated eventually, pretty soon, actually. So it is what it is. I was talking about earlier about black people and the strength within ourselves that's misguided. You got to think about gangs, right? Gangs have code words, they talk in, code shit, they type, hand signals, all kind of shit. What if all of our black warriors from all the hoods everywhere were to come together and say, we're going to take care of the hood, look after the hood, and we're going to break into the corporate world? Because, see, we tight-knit, we a gang. Can't nobody infiltrate that in no industry or nothing like that. That's where I was coming from. When I tell a lot of jokes about young people and all that, the gas station, all that. I love all these young thug motherfuckers because they're warriors, but they don't know what exactly to fight for. You turn that fan on. It's my assistant. We got P-Dot in the house. Good. A serious moment on the EBT Podcast. I told you it's food for thought. You never know how we coming on here. You know, why don't we ever organize to say, you know what, we're going to go past, we got cars, we got shit, the flaws, where we from, all that. Let's break into the corporate world, because we got a solid team, right? You solid where you from, whatever, right? Exactly. This is shit Meek Mill should be saying right now, since he got all the ears to everybody. This is shit that should be said. Now, I'm not going to settle with that, old dub, you just a dreamer. Fuck out of here. Well, dub, they not going to listen to you because, you know, they sleep, bruh.
I wish you were sleeping right now. I'll knock you upside your head with a left foot, make your ass wake up and take out that damn trash.
Make your ass wake up and fight for your own people and take care of your people. Oh, yeah, I'm woke. No, you sleep. I wish you was woke, though.
I wish you was sleeping right now. I'd knock you upside your head.
Okay, you hit John Witherspoon? He got into that role. Anybody, it ain't had to be Ice Cube. Anybody could have been standing in front of him. That's that real black, strong. That's what we missing. We got James Evans. We need to protect him. The fuck, he's still alive. God damn it. Cause nothing was stronger than James Evans, God damn it, as far as a black presence in our community. And I don't just mean him. I mean the whole look, nigga, the hair, nigga, the outfit. You remember good times. Them jeans said, I'm whooping ass. It don't matter if you my kid or not. I'm, God damn it. He said, yeah. Like, when they said damn it in the day, they meant it. Nowadays, we be like, damn. Fucked up the J. Now they be like, damn it. Florida, go get it next. He's like, damn, James, I can't. Like, his jeans was tight as shit, but they wasn't tight. They was tight from struggle, like shit, like. James Evans had the only jeans that wasn't skinny jeans, strength to fit, none of that. They was this struggle, nigga. I've been wearing these, taking out trash, nigga, raking leaves, anything to bring money back to this Good Times house in the projects where we decide this is going to be the black show. After we done had Golden Girls, all these other shows with people doing good, the black show. Ain't we lucky we got them? It's like, I would have been offended back then. We off James Evans, everybody. I would have been offended back then. What if Good Times came out today in 2020? Good Times. Ain't even a real singing. It sounded like a bunch of poor black people going through it. Sound like a Negro spiritual. Good time. You can laugh loud, boy. It's cool. Anytime you need a good time. Anytime you need a good time. Anytime you're at the one. Not getting hassled. Not getting hustled. Keeping your head above water. Making your way when you can't. I'll be like, this is bullshit. The Golden Girls didn't keep their head up above water. Oh, well, they gave you the Jeffersons. Man, fuck that. I don't like Good Times for that, because they ain't have good fucking times. Those were terrible times, nigga. Hanging in the child line. Dave Chappelle ain't make it better by telling us what that's here. Child line. Damn, the fuck? We really don't have food. We got to eat somewhere everybody eat at. Hanging in the child line. Why are you hanging in the child line? Like, I already got my food, but I'm just talking to you. Yeah, today they having bullshit. Yeah, it's going to be good. I had my bullshit. I just had my bullshit. Wait till y'all taste that. They put gravy on the bullshit. Hanging in the child line. Ain't we lucky we got them? Put a black show out and say those words at the end of it. Ain't we lucky we got them? What the fuck? Ain't we? Could have been aren't we? Aren't we lucky? Good Times was nothing but Bad Times. It did a little bit of good black hope with more Bad Times. Good Times was like Black Life, though. You can't fake. So, I don't know, James, J.J. fucking drew a painting. It's getting noticed somewhere. But then, ooh, James Evans died. Ooh, J.J. got shot, too. Damn, who's next? Michael? Michael, you better stop talking on that education shit. You're going to knock your ass off the show. I want to talk about the Malcolm X thing that just came out on Netflix. I don't like it because my name is actually William fucking Bradley. And then they want to say the guy whose name who killed Malcolm X is William fucking Bradley. But my name been William Bradley, y'all. Check my Facebook before this even came out. So, like, now I have to. This bullshit. Right when I was thinking about coming out with my name, fuck it, that'd be Kanye West, William Bradley. Now, hell no, you can't come out with that now. Nigga, the Nation of Islam, all kind of motherfuckers. Hey, you William Bradley? I'm like, no, nigga, no relation. Now I gotta be. They're like, no, we think you him. I'm looking at them, they go, what the fuck?
What the fuck are you doing?
That's what I told myself. Like, you can't come up with that name. That's bullshit. That's like being black and your name just happened to be George Zimmerman. Like, what the fuck? Like, what the fuck, man? George Zimmerman. Niggas gonna be looking, who out there? Who getting locked up? Who they locking up with us? Who? It's bullshit. William Bradley. I wouldn't have killed Malcolm X. I'm not him, motherfucker. You saw the documentary. I'm glad they said he died on the documentary. Then the son bitch, I think the son bitch was dark skinned too. Like, that shit is a blower. He's like, hold on, William Bradley? The William? I'm like, nah, what you mean the, nigga? They like, yeah, you did the Ip Man freestyle. Oh yeah, that's me. And you killed Malcolm X. Hold on, nigga. I went to Malcolm X Elementary School. That's why that hit me hard. Like, damn. Anybody ever look at the records in the 90s? William Bradley went to Malcolm X Elementary. Like, that's fucked up. Mind you, my parents didn't know the information. This just came out this year. I feel like the Illuminati's fucking with me. We got to give the guy a name. You know, let's fuck with that. Let's fuck with that Will guy who's always saying stuff. Give him that name. Fuck it. He killed Martin Luther King, too. William Bradley. It's like, motherfuckers. I told you, Illuminati, don't get me, motherfucker. Talk to me. We can work something out. Ain't going to be nothing to work out, Dove. We want you to wear this dress. You're going to show up in a dress, you son of a bitch. This is what we want you to do. KRS-One is going to be on an award show. I'm a Barbie girl. like that. Illuminati, I'd be to join the Illuminati and don't even come out as artists. I'm just with them motherfuckers. Like, yeah, so when I was young, they're like, oh, we knew your father wouldn't be there. We watched it. Like, hey, Illuminati, please. Dev, you ready to be a famous rapper? No, I just want to talk to you motherfuckers. Shit. So you want to be one of us really, Dev? Yes. Fuck. I don't want to come out and talk to niggas for what? I need to get rid of some niggas. What's up, y'all? Who's on the chopping block? Fuck. Well, Dev, we were going to wait for you to come out and say something meaningful and put you on the chopping block. Look, you know what? I ain't nothing but a black piece of shit anyway. Dev, that's not true. Now that we've got to know you and we're listening to you, don't say that. Hey, Dev, just kill me now. No. You'll be the next Oprah. We're going to keep you. Hey, y'all think Gayle King was fucked up, nigga. Let me work for the Illuminati, nigga. I'm saying something fucked up about everybody, nigga. And I'm apologizing every time. It'd be something ain't got nothing to do with nothing. You're like, yeah, so in D.C., the fucking... What's the fucking flowers in D.C. that fucking be blossoming? The whatever blossoms are blossoming in D.C. I'm like, yeah, but Bill Cosby ass ain't shit. Yeah, hold on. R. Kelly wasn't nothing. Snoop Dogg gives me rapist vibes. Snoop like, hold on, I'm alive and you ain't gonna be, you better be quiet before we come for you. I'm like, hold on, now I'm Gayle. I'm mortified. I can't believe Snoop would threaten me. Snoop's like, look, I'm a peaceful person. Can't believe Snoop gonna come back with that bullshit. Listen, I'm a peaceful person. I'm just peaceful. I'm like, I thought he was a Crip. A peaceful person to you, you know, say something that'll offend a Crip. I don't know. I don't know what would offend a Crip because I ain't in the gang life, but let's just say I don't like Crips. Snoop like, hold on, wait. Be quiet before we come for you. If I was Gayle, I'd get security too. Snoop Dogg wears people's aunt's head wrap while he on IG Live. That let you know he don't give a fuck what time he in. Okay, if he in the 90s, he like whatever. Because when your aunt wear that hat, man, she don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck who did it. Come in the house. Snoop Dogg look like he gonna tell you, I don't give a fuck. Get your bike and come in the house. Like, Snoop Dogg looked so funny. Shout out to Snoop Dogg. I would never want him to hear that and be like, oh, little mark-ass motherfucker ain't respecting us. No, you are my Uncle Snoop. God damn it. I respect you. You are OG. I want no problems, dude. None of you niggas for the West Coast. All of you are the gay, tough. I don't want it. People in my pocket's like, come on, Dub, say a joke. Hell no. What if I got to go to Cali? Nigga showing up. Ray J like, nigga, you know what's outside. I'm like, I know. The money team, Rolls Royces, please. I'm like, all right. I'm Ray J. You sure you don't want it, Ray J? I don't want any problems with you. You got it. All right. You want a scooty bike? Like, no, I don't want a scooty bike, Ray J. All right. You want some headphones? No, Ray J. Please. I said you want. You gonna just bring me back from the same joke as the last podcast? Yes, Ray J. Got these new Ray J fans. Why would I want a Ray J fan? No, when the fans start spinning, my face gets seen as it spins faster. So if you put it on high, you can see me, and I'm in the One Wish video in the fan. So in the fan blaze, Ray J, you're saying I can see you dancing in the, yeah. Why the fuck would I want that, Ray J? To go along with these Ray J covers I'm selling. Ray J, I'm good, Ray J. Sure you don't want a scooty bike? No. I give you a scooty bike. All right, Ray J. I don't want any problems with any of these gangsters. Especially somebody like Game. Oh, God. I don't care if I don't like something Game doing. I'm not going to speak on it. Joe Budden, you stay till you keep doing that. You and him both 6 foot something. Fuck, I don't want Game rolling up on me. Yeah, Dub, it's me. The guy from the How We Do video with 50 Cent. You grew up white. I'm here to punch you in the face. Like, nah, Game, come on. Can we talk about this? And when he hit 40 Glock, I was like, if I was 40 Glock, I would have said something to him. Hold on. Hold on. What's your name? Jay-Z on? All right. You prefer Dame Game. Listen. I don't care if I don't like some Game win. I'm going to say, oh, yeah, that shit, that's fly. Fuck. Yeah, Dub, because I'm taller than you, and I pulverize you. I know, Game. Shit. Yeah. You want me to call Whack 100? Hell no. Give me a scooty bike. Give me a scooty bike. Whack 100, pull up on a scooty bike. I on Pyru. Oh, no. Hell no. That's when I know my life is in danger. You know, I never want a nigga say nothing to me and then put it on no game. Nigga, that's on Crip. Oh, nah, please. Listen. Bro, I go to church, bro. I don't even want no bitch. Yeah, I know, because you a bitch-ass nigga. Bitch-ass nigga. Pronounce the bitch. you don't seem like no bitch ass nigga. You seem like you just try to get out of the situation. They're really gonna get you. Come on, man. I'm scared. You ain't shaking, nigga. I'm doing a Harlem shit. I'm saying little Bow Wow. That's what Bow Wow called Nob Shod. Yeah, you can't use my shit. I ain't using your shit, Shod. I'm using little Bow Wow. Don't nobody want Game to roll up on them. Fuck Game. You don't want nobody to look like that. Take Game out of it. Just use that body and face it. That you don't want, say his name ain't Gary, it's Earl. You don't want Earl looking like that coming up. What you say? You little podcast nigga, nothing, nigga. I be casting pods all over the place. I don't even know what to say. I said casting pods. Nigga, what? I'm right here with a bandana, tattoos. What the? All right, man. Oh, maybe me younger would have done that thing. They got it. They got it. That shit is too fucking much.
Hey! Hush up!
I can't stand my motherfucking kid. They be interrupting my podcast like shit. They get on my fucking nerves, though. Because, you know, all three of my kids is autistically retarded. That's what the world don't know. Like, all three of them. No, artistically retarded. Meaning, they do retarded shit, but it's artistic. But then the autistic part is retarded. I don't like it. I know my daughter was retarded. They ain't had to even diagnose it. My daughter, when I come in the room, hi! Like, all right, motherfucker. That's signs of a scary motherfucker who's going to do something. You jigsaw, you don't know how to prevent that, nigga. There they are. I want to play a game, daddy. Like, oh, nah. Go in your motherfucking room. What room? It's like, all right, motherfucker. Scared of my kids. Goddamn. Hi, daddy. He's like, what the fuck? Keep giving me psycho gifts and shit. Look, I love you. It's right here on the paper, daddy. Well, I drew some bullshit on that. It's like, look, daddy. It's like, all right, this serial killer tendency. Luca McNaught is in training. Y'all. You ain't going to kill me. I'll beat the shit out of my kids. Because you got to protect home base first. When I mean in your home. Like, my son get older, ain't no telling what he doing. What the fuck you doing? I don't know you no more, goddamn. You go to school, you don't talk to me. What the fuck? You selling drugs? Nah, dad. Yes, he is. I'm dressing as the cop, busting in on my son's room. Boom, get on the floor. Hey, dad, what the fuck? Whooping his ass. It ain't your dad. Look. I don't trust my son. He handed me a cigarette one day. It was on the table, he picked it up. Here, dad, what the fuck? You ain't supposed to be doing that. You want your dad to die? Huh? You do it anyway. Get the fuck out of my room. You just spoke words for the wrong reason. I'm just playing, y'all. My kids are retarded, so that's why I just deal with it. I mean, they different retarded. It's artistically, so they like, hold on, what's it? They don't just, I'm like, hold on, baby. You artistically retarded. Go ahead. I'm like, go ahead, baby. Go ahead. I'm like, oh, shit. There was someone like you. I'm like, this is the best father's day ever. Keep going. Then the other ones join in. All right, maybe I'll feed you, motherfucker, then. Let me stop for somebody called Child Protective. What's her name? And then I'd be celebrating. Yeah, yeah, here they go. I do need my friend. Daddy, I'm hungry. Shut the fuck up. If you sleep, you wouldn't be hungry. Stop having opinions on shit. Daddy, I think I want a snack. You stop thinking. See, if you ain't think about it, see, the thinking part come first. Daddy, I want a snack. How you know you want a snack? See what I'm saying? Like, how you know you just ain't saying it? Like, you want a snack? Like, what are you willing to do for that snack? You know? Well, I want a snack. You willing to let daddy hang you upside down, you know what I mean? For 20 minutes. You want a snack that bad? I think so. Well, no, daddy, this hurt. Yeah, shut the fuck up. I want my kids to be prepared. You know what I mean? Be prepared. Okay, when people talk to you, yes, sir. No, sir. Okay? They tell you get in that van with candy, yes, sir. You sit there and be quiet, goddamn. You ask them where we eating at, okay? They don't answer. They keep looking that way in the mask. You call out some of their names. Say Juan, Pablo. You probably, how does he know us? I say, how does he? Wasn't nobody kidnapped me as a kid, because I wasn't nobody there anyway. Shit, I would have thought my parents sent you. You kidnapped me as a kid, because I ain't wasn't nobody there. Shit. Kidnapped me as a kid. Get in the truck. I'm like, all right, where my mom at? He's like, oh, no, you don't worry about that. Like, all right, well, where dad at? Shit, you must know him then. In fact, I know he knew a lot of niggas from jail. Shit. Dad drove a van, but he used to drive retarded people around. That was my dad's job. Yeah, because he was a felon, so that's all he could do is drive.
I wish you a cigarette now. I'd knock you upside your head.
My father did that to me without trash. Fuck trash. Just when I come around, abusing your mother, abusing you. That's that. I'm dark skinned. Don't worry, son. Years later, after I'm dead, you'll see pictures of us together and feel like I love you. Rest in peace to my dad. I know. People are listening are like, this is why I love Dub. He goes deep. Yeah, I go deep. Don't worry about it, Dub. Need to abuse. You know what I'm saying? So my dad used to put me through tables and kick me, nigga. My father ain't whip my ass with a belt on my hand. My father used to just street fight me. I'm like seven. I'm like, hold on, nigga, I can't take these hits, nigga. My father was a bodybuilder too, so he take that big ass gym belt off, rush. So if I got kidnapped, imagine, nigga. It's like Disneyland for me. I'm like, y'all ain't gonna hit me, put me through a table? No, just stand in the corner. Oh, shit. What's next, Mr. Kidnap Man? Shit. You saving me, motherfucker. So the kidnap dude do whatever he do. Eventually, I get loose. I write a book. The day I got kidnapped, they're like, well, he gonna persecute those who kidnapped. I'm like, no, they changed my life. The moment he said get in the back of that van, I jumped in his arms. He's like, what the fuck did off me? I held on to him like, you know how kids hug you over the neck? He was like, off me. I was like, no, we ain't in this. I got free because the kidnappers, they sick of me. I was like, yeah, what y'all mean y'all will be back? What you mean y'all will be back? It's like, no, we can't refuse you. Obviously, your black child who's... makes this seem fun to you. You gotta go. No, what you mean? If I gotta go, then we gotta go. They're like, that makes no sense. Let's get out of here, other kidnapper guy. Wait, I'm chasing the van down the street. Wait! Fuck that. I'll never forget his name. His name was Julio. Spanish guy with a mask on. The only father figure I ever had. He said, go over there. Stay over there. Porsche, go. I want to touch on something now that people say a lot. You know, you got homosexual, heterosexual, whatever else that they say, right? Why is it that they always call humans a homo sapien? Like, motherfucker, fuck all that. I ain't no goddamn homo sapien. Because you got to think, homosexual, your sexuality is homo, that's gay. Like, you know what I mean? So, fuck a homo sapien. Motherfucker, I'm a heterosapien. Fuck is you talking about? Like, I ain't... Scientists like, no, we say, I don't give a fuck what you say. That's the problem. People listen to scientists too much. The scientists said so. Since scientific studies said, fuck scientists. It's just a bunch of motherfuckers in white jackets making shit up. Oh, you a homo sapien. Y'all better watch what you say out your mouth. I ain't no motherfucking homo sapien. I'm a heterosapien. Some of you niggas is, you know, bisapiens. I don't know, but I'm a heterosapien. Give a fuck what you say. It's homosexual. Your sexuality is homo, and homo is gay. Hey, you ain't gonna make me no fucking homo sapien. I don't even know what the fuck a sapien is, to be honest. I mean, I got an idea. I could explain it, but if you put me, you know, in Jeopardy or something, what's a sapien? I don't know. Some shit on Star Trek? I don't know. Sapien, man. Sound like some shit you morph into on a show. Oh, yeah, he was a fucking, you know, warlock. Now he's a sapien. Like, he's a homo sapien. Like, no, you're a bisexual sapien. I'm a hetero sapien. Ain't no motherfucking homo sapien. You a homo sapien. Hey, RuPaul, that's a homo sapien, goddammit. Fuck all that. Homo sapien. Ain't no motherfucking homo sapien. Hetero sapien. That's what I will come in a scientific room and talk to scientists about this. Nigga, I'm hetero sapien. They like, well, let's see what's up with this. Let's do some scientific studies. Homo sapien. That's bullshit. Like, duh, what the hell's going on with your goddamn IG and all that? My shit was fucking hacked. Probably by Wolf King or Lowe or one of them geek motherfuckers. Ooh, we're logging in here. Look at your login activity. It's here. Now it says someone's here where you are. It's like, what you don't know is you're going to make me log on to somewhere where it's a fucking dog pound of people who love WB. Let's see you go there. Like, because there is a dog pound of people who love WB. If you really want to, you know, test that, it's, I don't know. I would go the fuck on about my business. You know what I mean?
So then he comes in there and I said, look, bitch, I'm Rick James.
I'm the only one that got the sound effect drops. I don't really know where to drop these motherfuckers at. I do what I do. You don't like it, kiss my ass type shit, you know? It's my show, EBT Podcast. My co-host who don't say much, she just laughs and she looks up facts that's going on. But, you know, that Homo sapien thing is always something that got me. Like, I don't even like that you call me a sapien. Call me a motherfucker chilling. All right, this motherfucker right here. He's a hetero motherfucker. He's breathing. Call me a life form, nigga. Don't call me no damn sapien. Oh, yeah, on the Lord of the Rings. Now the sapiens are coming in. Like, what the fuck is that? Bad enough, we gotta be some shit we don't know what a sapien is. Then we a homo sapien? Hetero. Hetero sapien. And that's my spill on that. People saying free Bill Cosby. I don't know. I mean, at the end of the day, Bill Cosby is good wherever he at. You got to think, I think there's Jell-O in prison, or at least something to it. You got to think Bill Cosby, prison Jell-O is probably some bullshit, some nasty looking shit. Bill Cosby was in there, they gave him some of that bullshit ass prison Jell-O. He was like, hold on 1 minute, dog, a bottle. This ain't Jell-O. They was like, oh shit. He had an uprising about it. Now whatever jail he had, they got the good Jell-O. That shit, it got the logo, Jell-O, on the jail. Bill Cosby doing Jell-O prison reform. That shit is crazy. Let's talk about Meek Mill. Because not too many people, well, who cares? But Meek Mill. Yeah, I'm finally free from probation. I've been on probation for 37 years, and I'm only like 30. Now that I'm out, I'm going to get what the press and say, I want to do prison reform. Somehow, Kim Kardashian, she's done more than me. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, me, I'm Meek Mill. So don't think, you know, I'm not going to rap about violence and all that, that'll get you there. Nah, I'm still meek. I'm still ignorant. I mean, I can barely really say full sentences in interviews. I'm just going to scratch my head and kind of look at the ground and say, you know, coming up in Philly, I was a bull. I was a young bull. You know what I mean? My cornrows was balls, too. That shit was crazy. They say Meek Mill. They got footage of Meek Mill rolling up on some rapper. I don't know if it was a movie or if it was real, but he rolling up like, don't talk about me no more. I wouldn't talk about his ass either, goddamn. Did you see them cornrows, nigga? Those was cornrow, dreadlock, roll, dread fucking soul ends. Them shits was something different. You made Whoopi Goldberg look like goddamn, you know, Angelina Jolie with the hair. I was like, goddamn, nigga. If a nigga roll up on me with them cornrows, Meek, I ain't gonna say nothing else either. Don't say nothing else about me. I'm Meek Mill. T-shirt too big and my player. Like, yeah. I want black people to focus more on not taking from your brother, not worrying about doing something to your brother. Try to break into the corporate field. Keep your crew, your squad, your gang, whatever, your set, keep them close and break into the corporate world. If you just taking from your brother, that ain't going to do nothing. But if you could get a good team of real gangster young black people and they was to form it into some legal shit and do right, but keep they squad and keep the way they think, them white people can't fuck with that. It'd be the scariest thing since Black Panthers. And Black Panthers. Okay, the you know, Black Panthers, Tupac, Mom, and them, but then actual Black Panthers. Think of, that shit is scaring anybody of any race, nigga. Don't believe me, nigga. Wake up tomorrow, wherever you at, nigga, listening, and it's a Black Panther in your room. It's like, what the fuck? That joint don't even care if you black. It's just show you teeth, nigga. Ha! It's like, oh shit, nigga, that's a Black Panther. One time I told a joke, and it was a Star Wars reference, and I said, Darth Vader. And I said, my bad, I meant Darth Vader. Shout out to everybody who knew I was talking about Darth Vader, and it said Darth instead of Dark. I saw some niggas in the crowd was like, I don't know what he mean. What's the difference? Darth Vader? What you mean Darth? What's a Darth, nigga? Darth Vader shit. That's what that white lady called me when I broke in her house. She was like, police, get here quick. There's a Darth Vader. She's like, because I was an invader and I'm dark skin. Like, she was like, there's a Darth Vader. I've got my shotgun. What should I do with him? Police are like, oh, we'll be there. We'll handle it. He's a Darth Vader. That's fucking hilarious. Like, fuck if you laugh. One person who heard it and didn't laugh. There's intelligent individuals who will get all the layers and they're dying laughing. Like a Darth Vader and the black person in the crowd like, what's a Darth? Nigga? I ain't see nothing wrong with what he said. Darth Vader, right? Hey. That's what the white lady called me when I broke in her house. She's like, police, get in quick. There's a Darth Vader. That's fucking timeless. That's why I have a podcast. It's like my comedy is already going to kill everything, but I have a message for my people. For my people. I just don't, I don't care to follow any guidelines. I love Anchor. I love EBT Podcast. I love this quarter to do this. By music and all of that's been proven already. You know what I'm saying?
So then, he comes in there and I said, look, bitch, I'm Rick James.
That's me with anybody like, ooh, you want to battle a nigga? You want to do a feature? It's like, dog, are you kidding me? Dog.
So then, he comes in there and I said, look, bitch, I'm Rick James.
I've already outspit everybody. Anyone who knows about my catalog knows I'm a lyrical heaven. I'm an instrument from heaven who happens to do lyrics. When I do lyrics, when you go to YouTube, type in dub space B space Ip Man freestyle, that's not me. That's not William who's on this podcast right now. That's God. The intricacy in those words, I listen back, y'all, and I'm like, yo, this is crazy. That's God, man. God has gifted me to be able to use my words, and I'm going to use it regardless of dark entities who would try to shut someone up. I don't want to step on their toes. I don't care if I'm the smallest podcast in the world, but I want to be able to say what I want to say without the Illuminati popping up on me one night. Yeah, we saw it. You know why we're here? I'm like, look, I got the dress on. What? Fuck y'all want? We're not here for that. It's like, what? Motherfucker, what? Ain't nobody never listening to me anyway. We've been listening to you, Dub. All you had to do was be on our side. I'm like, well, what side is that? Could have been moved me out the hood. It's bullshit. Well, Dub, we were going to approach you young, but you were too eager. All right. You drew too many pyramids on the sidewalk with white stones. I know. They talk about Ray Charles and Stevie Wonder was in the Illuminati and all that. How? The Illuminati has an all-seeing eye. They don't have no fucking seeing eyes. Unless they had a dog. They didn't have no seeing eyes. That's a twofer for anyone who's listening. I want to give a shout out to Billy Sorrells, an accomplished comedian who knows me. Well, he doesn't know me, but we've been in contact. He's a serious supporter, so I thank him. Not that that gets me any clout. I'm really shouting that brother out. But I just want to just mix in the funny shit with the bullshit. What else is there to talk about? I talked about the Malcolm X documentary. Nigga, no, I'm not the William Bradley from that. Nigga, of course I'm not. But ain't that fucked up? That's my name. They could have gave him any name, the nigga they told me. That's the Illuminati sending me messages. And I'm telling them, hey, I don't want any smoke. Fuck it, like, the fuck?
Ready to do this?
Yeah, man, I'm ready.
What's up? Put the homies in the hood for a while now. It's about time we jump your punk ass in.
That's right.
Let me tell you something. In this world, if you can't swim, you're bound to drizzle.
Yeah.
And if you fall, you better pick your punk ass up.
That's right.
And the rest of y'all.
This is how a lot of niggas got initiated into their crew. They're not even in a gang like Bloods or Crips. They're just wherever they live. Just the tough guys around their way.
Working, dog, working.
That's their OG. Ooh, ooh. Just to touch back on the Meek Mill situation, I feel that if Meek Mill was going to try to go in a positive direction, he should just go all the way in that direction, because there is no halfway. You see what I'm saying? It's like a wise man can play dumb, but a dumb man can never play wise. So it's like, Jay-Z, you have to see this bullshit. How can you go from, I'm trying to speak up for people who did this, I'm from Philly, da-da-da-da-da, but I'm still going to release some music talking that bullshit, okay? And I'm going to do a sample of Destiny's Child, Me, Myself, and I, and I'm going to rap about wanting to be in a relationship. And Monday, Tuesday, it's like, the sample is Me, Myself, and I. You should be rapping about I don't need bitches, it's me, myself. And should do what Lil Wayne did with Comfortable. Make a male version of To the Left, To the Left. But, you know, you Philadelphia public school system. People say, oh, well, if he hear that, man, he's going to come after you. Listen, what the fuck is he? Yo, you said that on your podcast. Nobody knew. I don't give a fuck. Meek, that's how I feel. Matter of fact, Meek, if we can stop this bullshit, let me talk to you to the side. This is what you need to be telling motherfuckers. You can't talk to me one-on-one. Nigga, I'm not Kenneth Petty. Oh, all right, well, you can talk to me one-on-one. Yeah, like, you thought I was him? Yeah, he can't never talk to me one-on-one. Like, Meek, I don't blame you. His name Petty, and look how he looks. Looks like a Kenneth Petty looks like a fucking, if there was a video game about streets and you just had to create a character, that's how it start off. Nobody edited the skin tone, the face structure, it's just him. That's the default character, like shit, on a game about streets. This is ooh, Rockstar presents streets, nigga. Yeah, I'm talking about important issues, and then I'm talking about he wears these shoes with this boot. Real niggas like me don't know what the fuck wrong with wearing boot cut with whatever the fuck Lancey are. We don't know about that shit. Niggas like me, real niggas, we only laugh because everybody else laugh. Oh, ha, ha, ha. I'm like, ha, ha, I guess you don't wear that with boot cut. I don't fucking know. Meek, that should let you know. He don't give a fuck what he wear, nigga. He's the default character. And Meek, don't you laugh too much, because you the character to where somebody just hurried up and made the alterations. Okay, dark skin, dude. All right, shape up. One side is fucked up, the other side look normal. Meek Mill, his voice loud. Hurried up and just created him, dude. Like, what the fuck, dog? Come on, bro. It's like, I admire Meek, and I admire Meek's family side that I've got to see over the years. And I feel like Meek is just more intelligent than he tries to portray himself as. And I feel, Meek, if you ever hear this, that you know you're more intelligent than that, and you don't want to lose your audience. But here's the thing, Meek. You need to evolve your audience. Because, Meek, you have the opportunity, Meek. All jokes aside, Meek, you might have hated what I said before, but check this out, Meek. Wherever you are, if you ever hear this, you have the opportunity to be Tupac. And I'm not saying you want to be. I mean, people respect you. Your music is, you see what I'm saying? Imagine DMX in his prime spreading a different message, Meek. See, Meek, you are Tupac right now, Meek. Now, what are you going to do? But see, you ain't going to want to have that conversation even one-on-one, Meek. It's like, that's too much. I don't want to be responsible. All right, Meek, well, I'm going to make my jokes about you doing that. I mean, fucking Nicki Minaj, you're Meek Mill. You're Meek Mill, nigga. You survived Drake doing back-to-back because you're that real, Meek. Before y'all niggas made up, you survived it, nigga. Ja Rule didn't really survive fucking back down, nigga. Like, in all them dreams, Meek, you survived, Meek. Meek, you have to elevate your audience, Meek. Yeah, fuck all the jokes. People say, oh, you making jokes about Meek. Now I'm talking for real. Meek is way more intelligent than he tries to come off as. And Meek is going to take more than you doing a Destiny's Child fucking sample, okay? With LMA, who's dope as shit. Shout out to LMA. And you're not talking Meek. You have to stand up now and make her until the end of time. You have to make her changes. I see no changes. Wake up in the morning and Meek, you have to do that now, my nigga. Straight like that, man. Meek like, nah, man, I gotta go to sleep, man. I was asleep when I should have said that. It's like,
I wish you were sleeping right now. I'd knock you upside your head.
Come on, man. Meek is the leader of his fucking crew. Come on, now. We seen O'Malley freestyle. Damn it. What was the O'Malley freestyle? Can we pull that up? O'Malley Sway freestyle.
Keep the Ruger out. We ain't talking no games, but you fuck niggas. You play around, you get a bang, nigga. Fuck nigga. This off the top, I be spitting shit. This off the spot, this ain't no written shit. Chick, free my nigga Meek Millie Dennis book.
But
they took my nigga Snoop. All my niggas, yeah, we riding out. Pussy nigga, we coming to your hottie out. Fire out. Roll the window down. Let me tell y'all nigga about all twin llamas, sister younger, not twist your top and screwdrivers. And all my niggas, yeah, we mobbing. And if a nigga want a problem, then I got him. Dream chasers, that's my clique. DC, that's the label. These niggas hating. I stay with lasers. Kiss, I got a papa hater. Hit a nigga like hot potato.
Alright, now I'm gonna freestyle. And I'm not gonna try. Sway Productions. I'ma rap like O'Malley. If I'm Dub B, I'm so ready. But I'm go ready, meaning I'm always ready to go. It's like go girl, I don't give a fuck if you and your hoe ready. Coming through this bitch, so spaghetti. Why the fuck did I say that, dog? So shreddy, so machete. Let it spray like DNA. So how can a machete ever spread? Give a damn, talk about dedication. Talk about revelation and hesitating. Talk about me on my podcast. EBT, food for thought. You ain't got to pay. You never waiting. It's like a government shit to the patients. It's like the people who can't pay for it. Here we go again. Savor it. You could get steak and shit. As long as you got this shit issued by the state and shit. License plate and shit. I'm like Tyson's face and shit. Fucking got a tat on it, but I would light your face and shit with a right. And like 98 and shit. When I was the greatest. Before Floyd Mayweather. Fagan. Picking fights. I be picking dice at midnight. Give a fuck about. Yeah, you see what I'm saying? So that's what I mean by that. And a lot of people would hear me rapping and, you know, they would just they'd be like, funniest part about that part of that movie is when that nigga said, I'm fooling y'all. Those was jokes. He went from being an ignorant hood nigga who just got out of jail to, ha ha, I'm fooling y'all. Not even I'm fucking with y'all, I'm just messing with y'all. I'm fooling y'all. I'm hoodwinking you. That wasn't real what I said. Hilarious. The Wayans comedy fucking royalty. I would love to just be a writer for them. Not even a high writer. I would love to be a fucking intern writer for them. Like, I hope they hear some of my shit that I've done, like, but, you know, it is what it is, though. That's how I feel a lot of people are. Meek Mill, I feel you need to speak more. Jay-Z expects you to speak more, I'm sure. Jay-Z, Beyonce killed you on that song, Ape Shit. I don't really care how, that's how I feel. Have you ever seen a crowd go Ape Shit? You lost that like you lost Renegade Eminem, nigga. No disrespect, because you are Jay-Z, Rockefeller, nigga. Release the flutes, nigga. Let's get him again, Guru. Whatever I can say so you know I fuck with you, Jay-Z. I'm talking about, let's go, Guru. Like, you know, what more can I say? Like, damn, Jay-Z. Jay-Z, I just want to say something if you ever hear this. Nigga, The Black Album is probably my favorite joint now in 2020. My favorite joint before, I'm saying this now, was probably fucking, what was it, The Gift and the Curse. But now in 2020, because The Black Album, nigga, was, it was like a movie. Sean Carter was born. Like, nigga, that is the complete hip-hop album, Jay-Z. So out of all my jokes I'll probably tell about Jay-Z in the past and before, remember these moments, Jay-Z. That fucking Black Album, nigga. Sean Carter was born, whatever day, because I don't remember, December something. And he was the ha-hoon. It's when the beat do that shit to make you feel you know Sean Carter, nigga. Fuck the drug dealer from Brooklyn. You felt you was there for Thanksgiving. Nigga. Am I the only one? If it's just me, fuck y'all. It's like, ha-hoon. I was like, you know what, Jay-Z? They call me ugly too. I'm a Virgo, shit. I'm a Virgo, nigga. Sagittarius, you my friend, goddamn. He was like, and I'm rapping like this on the track like that. When I was born, I ain't giving it. Damn, nigga, Jay-Z came on with that motherfucking thing. Are you not entertained? I'm like, damn, man. You just picturing Jay-Z as Russell Crowe. Like, you picturing him as the Gladiator. Like, damn, that don't look good. Let's not picture that and just go with what he trying to sample. Is this not why you were here? It's like, damn, we can never picture Jay-Z as Leonidas. This is terrible. I don't want to see him and Dame Dash and Guru and whoever else. I don't know what Guru looked like ever, but I've been hearing Guru for years. I keep telling y'all, Guru ain't just some nigga. Guru is a dude who sit Indian style who been Jay-Z's life coach. He just tried to pretend as a regular nigga. Yeah, young Guru. It's like, why do you keep calling me young? It's like, just, it's hip-hop, just chill. Who was that sitting Indian style in the studio with candles around? Oh, that's Guru. Jay-Z always bring him. And Jay-Z said, what more can I say? Shit, nigga, that's just a sentence. It's just the way they had the singer do it, nigga. Only Jay-Z could say that and have a singer make you feel that shit like that. Like, nigga, I want to do a song like that joint. Nigga, fuck all that, nigga. Nigga asked me for a cigarette at the gas station. Get the fuck out my face. Then the singer come on. Get the fuck out my face. Like, damn. Like, if I had a jack, I'd give it straight to you. It's like, god damn, Jay-Z. Shit. Fuck all that. Jay-Z could have retired then. He still would have been better than niggas. This is when he came back. It's like, nah, I'm not retired. Ooh, got some more albums for y'all. I just don't like Justin Timberlake getting to be with a guy like Jay-Z in the black community. You take the song format and tell Justin to sing it, and then you say something people could relate to, like the clothes off my bag, and then I let them do it. People could relate to that. Well, I let people take advantage of me, and I still don't know why. Don't know why. Why Justin Timberlake is with Jay-Z. Yeah, I hate when he do that. I hate when Justin Timberlake does that on a song. Yeah, like who made him that comfortable? It's probably Guru. All right, when you do this, I'm going to sit Indian style in the booth with you. Just feel comfortable. Feel like you're black and you're from Mars. Okay, yeah. And baby, it's amazing I'm on a track with Jay-Z. They always put Justin Timberlake with a black artist. When they're prominent in the charts and famous, they have him sing on the hook. Just like this, or just like that. I did it with Beyonce on that song. What's the joint? The world got in it. What's the joint with Beyonce? What's the joint with Beyonce? Cause in this world worth mine, in this life, that joint like. You see, I did it with Beyonce, now I'm with Jay-Z, and I'm still done. I'm on the song with Jay-Z, while I'm on the song with Jay-Z. Like I'm the epitome of street for white people. And Jay-Z, come on, fuck that shit. Remind you niggas. I ain't going through a midlife crisis, nigga. I'm the nigga. Devil on auto tune. Like, all right, Jay-Z. I just hate how Jay-Z came back. I just I like when Jay-Z make depressing songs, though. You know, you could tell he grew up ugly just like me. Life is but a dream. I'm like, okay. Shit, because it must be a dream, Jay-Z. I know I look like Antonio Banderas. I keep waking up looking like this. This is bullshit. It's a dream. Life is but a dream. Like, nigga, I look like Brad Pitt. You right, Jay-Z. Fuck what they talking about. Life is but a dream. Let's get a little bit of that going on. You hear those instruments? When you grew up ugly like being Jay-Z, nigga, we need all of that. I feel my angels sing. You hear that? Me and Jay-Z so ugly, we need white people. I hear my angels sing. You gotta have a white dude doing that. Can't have a nigga. Nigga be like, I hear angels, dog. That's how a nigga be like. Look, I hear angels, dog. Like, nah. Fuck all that. God damn it, Jay-Z. You fucking Jay-Z. You got Beyonce, god damn it. Niggas tried to get Maya after you. Niggas tried to get a bunch of people after you. They couldn't get Beyonce, goddamn, because you held on, goddamn. You like it, goddamn, and you put a ring on it. And then y'all did the Ape Shit song, and you got killed on it, Jay. I'm sorry. I would say this in front of you and Beyonce in a private room somewhere. But let's go over the lyrics. Like, let's go over the fucking lyrics. Because Beyonce been a rapper since this song right here. And see, this is why I wasn't ever good in school, because I'm the kid to where it's like, I ain't gay or nothing, but I really like Destiny's Child, and I would have a walk band that this was playing, I'm just on the button. Will you? Can you handle this? Dubby, can you handle this? Niggas sitting beside me, can you handle this? Like, hey, fuck. And I ain't gay, I just like the drum, the piano, the guitar. Dubby, can you handle this? William, can you handle this? EBT podcast, can you handle this? And I don't give a fuck what you say. That song go harder than Jay-Z shit. Like, Destiny's Child go harder than goddamn, you know, them Rockefeller Dynasty joints. I'm sorry, I love, we can go over the Dynasty Rockefeller songs I like. But nigga, it wasn't nothing like, nigga, me, myself, and I, all I got in the end, like, it's what I found out, nigga, I'm young as shit, bitches don't like me, I'm like, nigga, I relate to this, nigga, nobody else in this world would love me die, sing it to your dad who ain't dead, nobody else in this world. My biological father, was my dad, good night, fuck you, baby. Shit, Destiny's Child had some joints, nigga, fuck you talking about, you don't believe me? Let's go into Destiny's Child, goddamn, shit, nigga, I'm a survivor, nigga, fuck. That was my favorite part of Soul Plane. They fuck Snoop and Kevin. I know you. Ooh, you a survivor. Like, dude. Before that movie came out, I was hitting that part like that. You call me what you want. I know I ain't gay, so you, I don't give a fuck. Like, nigga, ooh, I was a... They had this song. They had this. But see, I used to sing it like from a male point of view. Dubby. My niggas sing, Niggas on the hood. Don't got no name. Whoever's child. Nah, they was talking in the beginning like this. Tell me. Yeah. Question. Okay, here we go. Question. Oh, shit. Run it back. I hope everybody laughing. Angels, come on. Angels, come on. We saying stuff right here for the beat drop. Yeah. The beat. Question? Tell me. Okay. Question. Tell me what you think about this. I bought my own weed and I bought my own twist. I don't give a fuck about none of these broke bitches. Always on my motherfucking dick when I got chips. Question. I don't give a fuck about a phone bill. I go to Metro PCS and it's 74 still. $74.99 is my phone bill. I don't give a fuck cause I pay my own bill. Yeah. The weed I'm smoking, I bought it. The weed I'm smoking, I bought it. The car I'm driving, it's in my mom's name. And that bitch ain't bad. Oh, unlike these other niggas buying a girl car, these niggas drive a girl car. I'm driving my own car. Even though the name is in my mom, I don't give a fuck. All the niggas who don't give a fuck, throw your drinks up at me. All the dark-skinned niggas who can't get light-skinned bitches, throw your drinks up at me. All the niggas who came in the club to trick tonight, throw your ones up at me. All the niggas who just want a bitch to suck, throw your hands up at me, baby. I didn't know you could get down like that. I didn't know you could catch a bitch in the parking lot like that. I didn't know you could order your escort like that. I didn't know you could get on back page like that. That's what I'm saying, y'all. The message of this was me doing it for the niggas, okay? Like... trying to bring us together, bro. We need a song like that, though. Because we driving, we bought it, the weed, we smoking, we... All the niggas who sick of broke bitches, throw your drinks up at me. All the niggas sick of bitches with six niggas, throw your drinks up at me. All the niggas sick of bitches with 18 kids, throw your hands. And I'm Beyonce, too. I'm hitting the background vocal. I'm Beyonce. I'm hitting the background vocals. Throw your hands up at me, baby. We smoking. We bought it. We bought it. That bitch ain't buy nothing on the date. First date, we bought it. Bitch ain't pay for shit. All the niggas who pay for everything, especially on the first day. All the niggas sick of broke bitches, especially on the first day. All of the niggas sick and picking bitches up from the hood with a million niggas outside. Talking about just come up, they ain't gonna do nothing. Hell nah, baby. The niggas, I ain't know you could get down like that. Dog, I ain't know you could go on back page like that. Dog, I ain't know you could go on a whole strip like that. I ain't know that you could get 100 like that. Think about this, especially if I want a trick, I go to the ATM. Now I'm the person in the group is Kelly Rowland, meaning I'm not as much as Beyonce light skin. Question. I don't give a fuck what bitches think. Bitches fucking think I can't dress in a stink. But guess what? I don't give a fuck cause I'm retired. And I get money every week, that's why, bitches want me to be sugar daddy. But they don't wanna give up sugar. Oh hell nah, that bitch stop playing. with me. She come over my house asking, I'm fucking. Then she come to my house, I'm fucking. Every man done been in a situation where bitches taking advantage. We sick of it. Dub, come on, beat it beyond, come on. All the niggas sick of broke bitches, throw your hands up at me. All the niggas.